the Christian version of the Brotherhood. Have you ever noticed that people sometimes behave differently in church than in everyday life? Guys who never wear a tie on any other day of the week wear a tie to church on Sunday. People who never pray at home, at work, or at school pray with passion and fervor in church. People who would otherwise be embarrassed to be associated with Jesus Christ staunchly defend his honor within the friendly confines of a church building. There are plenty of reasons to applaud the influence of the modern religious system on the behavior of otherwise reprobate people. But is the modern religious system merely offering otherwise reprobate people the opportunity to clean up our act? Or is it giving us the opportunity to act out the role of a lifetime, the part of the good little Christian? Bobby Gilbert would raise his hands when he worshiped God on Sunday morning and Wednesday night, and then act like Jesus who the rest of the week. The G-Man spoke respectfully with Mrs. Williams in the Westview Community Church lobby, saying things like, "Yes, Mrs. Williams, classes are going well. How are things in the Williams household?" But the following Friday night, he stole her daughter's virginity and bragged about it to the guys on Saturday. Milo Richards, another of my youth group cronies, could lead an inspiring discussion on being in this world and not of it during a Thursday night youth powwow session. But a few nights later, he would get mind-numbingly drunk, steal a case of beer from the local 7-Eleven, as if he needed more, and get into a fight with a very large, angry man to top off the evening. The Christian version of the Brotherhood didn't always produce stalkers and vandals. It sometimes produced manhood like mine, spineless, afraid, and insecure enough to avoid doing anything really bad, but spineless, afraid, and insecure enough to never do anything really good either. How much of modern Christianity is acting? How often are men just playing a part on Sunday morning, behaving in a way that we know will not draw negative attention our way? How much of our Christian life is simply a cover for our real life, our real focus, and our real passion? Loyalty to the Brotherhood. The Christian version of the Brotherhood is a firmly established entity with a long-running tradition of play-acting excellence. From young boys on Bible quiz teams to gray-haired elders serving communion, there is an expectation, a code of behavior, an unspoken creed that most Christian men seem to know but none ever dare utter aloud. "Look, Eric," a spiritual advisor from my collegiate years once told me, "masturbation and pornography are very normal things for a young Christian man to do. A man, after all, has needs. And if he is desiring to live righteously before God and not have sex prior to marriage, then he must find other ways to vent his sexual energy." "Ludi," counseled my small group leader when I was 21, "it isn't about the life we live behind closed doors. It's about the life we live as men in front of other people that matters. God knows that we are weak and sinful. He just requests that we try not to showcase our sins for everyone to see." "Listen, dude," Bobby Gilbert's words from years before danced in my head when I felt compelled to pick up a sleazy magazine at the gas station. "Don't you think God appreciates the fact that we love his creation so much? If he made something as gorgeous as a woman's body, wouldn't you want your men to enjoy looking at it?" "Hey, man," the soothing and soft-spoken words of an older and wiser Christian man echoed, "God's not concerned about you anymore. You're saved. Praise the Lord." He then patted me on the shoulder, squeezed it as if to let me know I was special, then whispered compassionately, "Don't feel guilty about things, man. Christ has covered it all." The Brotherhood, even when it slips inside the church walls, can sound so convincing. The Christian version of the Brotherhood is far less vulgar, dresses a lot nicer, and uses a lot of scripture to validate its opinions. "Some men get passionate about what they determine to be truth," counseled a religion prof at my Christian college. "Don't ever get emotional over spiritual things."